I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On August 21st, a suicide bomber killed himself and 28 others inside Baghdad's largest Sunni mosque. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says fingers are pointing at al-Qaeda, even though the group is largely Sunni. It could be an attempt to cause trouble, but Nettleton says the message is clear for Christians.
You're not immune to this kind of violence. I think the other thing is just the overall stability of the country, and that can be both a challenge and an opportunity, because as there is so much upheaval, there are opportunities to be a witness for Christ.
VOM remains active in Iraq. There's more links at our website. Next, for over a decade, Zimbabwe struggled with economic collapse, high unemployment, and political unrest. However, Christian World Outreach is making a difference by providing desperately needed leadership training, says Greg Yoder, not me.
Since then, we've had 4,000 pastors from 50 different churches go through the training that we do.
The training happens monthly, but not without opposition. But the reality is this training could change a nation.
As they do the leadership development, Christian men and women will rise and be a part of the solution for Zimbabwe, and that they'll be involved in their communities and even in the local government.
And whether you've adopted, you're thinking about adoption, or even just know adopted kids, Buckner has a conference for you. The Hope for Orphans Institute is hosting a conference in Plano, Texas on special needs and at-risk adoptions for families, ministry leaders, counselors, and anyone who wants to reach orphans with Christ's love. It's right around the corner, September 16th and 17th. But sign up today and get half off. Find details at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com, where you can not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.